You're listening to Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with an emphasis on homeopathy. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Mom and Doc Talk. We are, as always, excited, and we're never not excited, right? So we're excited today to be joined by Dr. Amber Peterson, who is a member of our team and has been with us for many years now, to talk about, I don't know, is it an analogy? Is it a metaphor? I always get those mixed up. I think it's an analogy, right? An analogy is when you say something is like something, instead of like a metaphor is when you just say it is something and like you have to expand. So we're going to talk about an analogy to help understand our bodies and homeopathy and its role. So welcome, Dr. Petersons.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So yeah, I love the cup metaphor or analogy for a lot of reasons. And I think it just because it has the capacity to answer a lot of questions that I get. And so if you're one of my clients, you've heard me talk about the metaphorical cup often and regularly whenever you ask a question. So how I kind of see it is that we're all born with a cup. Some of us are born with 2 ounce shot glass size cups. Some of us are born with big 64 ounce, big gulp size cups. What size cup we're born with, not really totally in our control, right? You can call it genetics, call it whatever you want, but we're all born into the world with this cup. And we can fill it with whatever you want. You can fill it with bad food, bad air, emotional stressors, grief, mold, bacteria like strep, viruses, allergens, right? The loose teeth, any of these things can fill up the cup. And eventually the cup will overflow. And once the cup starts overflowing, that's really when we start to experience symptoms. And so that's why somebody's capacity for those insults may be a lot bigger and take a lot longer before they start having symptoms. And where our kiddos, right, they may be having symptoms at a younger age a lot sooner because their cups may be a little bit smaller. And so I see homeopathy as the straw that kind of empties this cup. And so as things are going into it, the homeopathic straw can help take things out. I think it's really useful because a lot of people ask me the question, well, you know, how can I, what about the food? What about the environment? What about the mold? What if they have Lyme disease, right? All of these things. And how does that affect how homeopathy works? Mm-hmm. And I see it as it's more things going into the cup, but the homeopathic straw is still effective, right? So although we may still see some overflow, right, the homeopathic straw will help drain the cup. And this will allow us to have more resiliency, right, to those stressors in life. And so I'll start with that.
Well, I think that one of the things that comes to mind for me is that, so I love this, you know, cup and straw situation, because no matter what size of cup you have, homeopathy can help you empty it. And it just depends on continuing to do the work and, you know, like how much you're going to need if you've got a tiny cup and how much is going in, how quickly you're going to be able to get things out. I think that, that some people will think that they are born with a tiny cup, and you can tell me if you ever see this, Dr. Petersons. I think that there's some people who once they experience something or they've had so much that they feel like, oh, I just must have a tiny cup. And I feel so hopeless because I'm just always going to be struggling and fighting. And there are some people that that's going to be more true for, especially like the highly sensitive people are probably those people who have like just smaller cups before they're impacted by things. But I think there's also probably some people who, I'm just going to butcher it. So I'm not even going to try to, I'm going to try to add to the analogy, like on the fly, and it's just not going to work. But that like think they have a smaller cup, but that as they heal, they realize their cup is bigger than it was, than they think it was, that it's just that they were so overflowing that every single thing was coming out.
Exactly. Because for me, whether you have the shot glass size cup or the big gulp size cup, as soon as it starts overflowing, there's water everywhere, right? It doesn't matter the size of the cup, right? And it's severe and it's intense. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't necessarily matter how big the vessel is. If it's overflowing, we're seeing symptoms. And we can fill it up from a big exposure, right? All of us have, a lot of us have experienced, a big exposure where maybe you were born with a big gulp-sized glass and it just got totally filled, and it got filled quickly with all these things, and we're there to start draining that cup. And so I think it's really important to address, like, yeah, no, it's not just because we have pans, we have a small cup. That's not necessarily true, and we can find that our cups are actually quite resilient, quite big, and can handle a lot of stressors before we see the symptoms or the overflow.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing, right? That you just don't know what your body is handling for you until it reaches the point that it can't handle it anymore.
I feel like you read my mind, Dr. Barr, when you said that, because as Dr. Peterson's explaining that, I was sitting here thinking, oh, okay, Avery had a bigger cup, even though pans happen. But my younger daughter, my mast cell girl, has a much smaller cup. But then as she was explaining what she's talking about, I was like, wait, her cup's not that small. But I didn't realize it until we got further in. So, like what you just said a second ago was like exactly my thought process of, oh, she had this teeny tiny little cup, but wait, her cup's not that small. She just needed some help.
The thing that I really like about the cup metaphor, and I'm going to try really hard to start using it more frequently. I have tended to use more of like, the bailing out of a leaking boat or whatever, right? And like homeopathy's role in coming in. Like sometimes you have to bail stuff out and you have to like patch the sides of the boat, right? At the same time, homeopathy's patching the sides of the boat, but sometimes we still have to bail stuff out. One thing I like about the cup is, you got anybody who's listening to this podcast regularly knows that I have a thing about like control and what we can control and what we can't control and focusing on like the things we can control. And sometimes the power, like this is a little bit different than what I usually focus on, because I'm usually focusing on like you have to let go of the things you can't control. And I still wholeheartedly agree with that. But what I love about the cup analogy is that rather than like something happening to you necessarily, it's something that you have more agency over than instead of it having to be like a panic sort of situation. Like, okay, this is what I've got. Things happened. It's now overflowing. It's just spilled milk. No big deal. I'm not going to sink. I'm not going to drown. I have some control over this. I can do things, we can even extend the analogy to the stuff that I was talking about with the boat, where like sometimes you have to remove things. So like homeopathy is a straw. Sometimes you got to knock the cup over too and like get rid of some of the things that are, or turn off the valve, the water faucet, right? Turn off the faucet, turn off the soda fountain, stop pouring some milk into it, while you also, lower the total burden with the straw of homeopathy. And it gives you, there's more of like a sense of control and less like chaos and catastrophe waiting from a cup than a sinking boat. So
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to use this more often.
I like that as well, and that's really where it comes into play when, a really strong question is, can I heal if I'm still in a moldy home, right? And my answer to that question is, well, how bad is the exposure, right? How much is going into the cup? Is it a waterfall? Well, then maybe we do have to like leave. Is it a trickle, right, that's causing splash and spillover? Like, no, we can. The homeopathy straw will work, right? Even if there's stuff going into the cup, and it may be a little slower because there's more going into the cup, but ultimately the cup is still emptying, right? Unless it's a whole waterfall. In that case, maybe we have to do a little more.
It's coming to mind that we should probably talk a little bit about genetics, in part because Jody and I just recently did Ask Us Anything in our Facebook group, where people can just join us live and ask questions. And there were several questions about genetics and the role of homeopathy. And so I'm guessing that somebody is probably going to hear this cup analogy and immediately think genetics. You were born with this. It's fixed. This is what it is. And I say this because if we're talking about the cup as a genetic thing, is that sort of how you envision it when you talk about it?
I think genetics is one component, right? I think our maternal inheritance, I think potentially, the maternal bugs, those types of things, right? Just has to be genetics. But yeah, like what we're our susceptibility is when we're into the world.
So there are certain things that we're born with that are not changeable, right? Like homeopathy cannot go in and change your genetics. It can't change like a G to a C or a T to, I might have just mixed those up. I think it's G and C. They're the ones that are anyway, can't change your genetics, right? It cannot change what you were born with your genetics. It can influence genetics, though. It can influence things on the epigenetic level. It can influence what's turned on and what's turned off. Not all of our genes are being expressed all the time. We can have genes that make us a higher risk for certain diseases, but not guaranteed to get them. We can have genes or variants like single nucleotide polymorphisms that impact processing of certain enzymes, but there are lots of systems that are backups. And so homeopathy can make it so that the systems that work well are working at the best they possibly can. And the systems that maybe are a little bit lower functioning are still working the best that they possibly can. So it's not something like, oh, I have this genetic situation. And so I'm just stuck. I just have this small cup. And like, no matter what I do, homeopathy is not going to be able to change this cup. There are still a lot of things that can have an influence on it.
Yeah. And I'd say it, you know, we don't need to get so caught up on the size of the cup, because as long as our straw is working well and we're emptying and our body is functioning at a optimal level, we're not going to overflow. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the idea, is it doesn't really matter what size cup you have. Mm-hmm. If everything is functioning well, we still won't have that overflow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's an important part too.
I think the only thing that also, as I'm trying to like maybe read a mom's mind, is that being aware, like if you just happen to have a smaller cup, or you have like the anxiety cup or the anger cup or the depression cup or whatever, that there might be certain things that you need to be aware of and tend to for yourself, because it's more likely to have like a big gush of certain things, right? So our cup can tell us, like the type of cup that we have and the size of cup that we have can give us information about what we need to do about our lifestyle. So, you know, somebody who has a very large cup can probably go out and party all weekend and like have big, you know, binges of whatever fun, indulgent thing that they want to do and sleep like 2 hours a night. And they're going to bounce back faster than somebody who has a small cup that needs to have more sleep, more time, recuperating, that kind of thing. So, but that's not necessarily a negative thing, and homeopathy still works. We just need to like still be aware of.
Exactly. And I think most of our moms and dads, parents in general, I think they have found those things that cause the cup to overflow most of the time, right? And they're trying to manage that and manage as much as they can. And the reason why I use this metaphor is because I want to take that off of like trying to manage every little thing going into the right? Like, you guys tend to do a really great job when it comes to the what's going into the cup part, right? And we're here to offer you some support with giving you a straw. Yes. So it's not all about micromanaging what's going into the cup.
Like, this just calls to mind like the people who have the really strict diets, they figured out all of these things, but you're managing an overflowing cup versus knowing that like, if I have too much of this, it might not feel so good. So the reality is homeopathy can both suck the things out of the cup from the overflow, but it can also help manage the way that the cup responds to the stuff that's going into it, right? So like, so it can help it so that the things that tend to overflow it, or they're currently creating a bigger overflow, it turns the volume down on them. And I say this is like, yeah. So it's like the person, like if somebody wants to go out with the person with a huge cup and have like pizza and, you know, whatever, and they have historically been sensitive to gluten and dairy, with homeopathy, having that sometimes is going to be still fine. It's not like you have to avoid those things forever. Cause it can like turns the volume down, turns the flow down, whatever is the right.
It allows you to contain more in that vessel, right? There's just less there. So you can take on more substance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys kind of just covered it. I was going to say, I'm thinking of like families that are newer to homeopathy and don't understand it as much, or even like, yeah, I wouldn't have understand this halfway or three quarters of the way through Avery's healing, is you guys are saying, you know, you're sucking stuff out with the homeopathy straw. And do you have to always be sucking stuff out with the homeopathy straw? But that's what you're talking about, the impact that it has on the capacity of the cup and how that can change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, no analogy is 100% perfect because I'm totally like starting to butcher a little bit, but yeah, the reality is that homeopathy can, yeah, you don't have to use homeopathy forever. Our job is to work ourselves out of a job. And homeopathy helps to reduce your sensitivity and susceptibility to the things that go into your cup and help it so that you can continue to have the cup flowing on its own. It's not like it requires active input all the time.
Yeah. And I feel like we do have our natural straw, right? That's emptying this cup for us. It's just when it gets overwhelmed, right? We need support. And so maybe homeopathy is the second straw, right?
The homeopathy straw is big, but then it gets smaller and then our own natural straw gets bigger.
There you go.
Well, look at that. Lots of different ways we could talk about this. We could be like, my kid just was, you know, out to dinner and playing with the straw, like with the thing that she had extra stuff. She brought it home and she was playing with the straw and the straw, of course, broke. And so there's like a micro tear in the straw. So she's like, "Mommy, it's not working." So I'm like, maybe homeopathy comes in and fixes the tear in the straw. I don't know. Lots of ways we could go around this. The point of the total picture here is that there are some people who are going to take a lot more to see symptoms than others. Mm-hmm. And no matter how much it takes for you to see symptoms, how much of a beating your body can take from all of the things in the world, homeopathy can help, whether it's that you can take very little or that you can take a whole lot. And just because it feels right now like you can take very little, it might not be the case. It probably won't be the case for you for the long haul because homeopathy can reduce the sensitivity and susceptibility to all the things that affect you. And right now it's hard to see because you're just dealing with an overflowing cup. Did we nail it?
So cool. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Petersons, for coming and joining us and exploring this analogy or metaphor or whatever it is and letting us like play around with it a little bit more beyond what you share in your more eloquent way. But you know, we always like to explore all of the things and try to read all of the people's minds that might come up with the things that we're saying. So if we failed to read your mind about something, let us know so we can clarify and help make sure that we are, not leaving questions unanswered, because we want to help you guys feel confident in whatever decision is the next right step for you and understanding how things are working in your body, especially if you're using homeopathy or you're curious about it. This is a really important and helpful thing because one more thing I think we should probably add is that to remember that homeopathy is a straw. Other things that we're doing to try and address things is putting more stuff in the cup. It's not taking things out. It's putting more stuff in. And so sometimes the things that we do to try and treat the overflow can contribute to the overflow. Or it causes a new way that water is going to spill out. It like pokes a hole in the bottom. So we got things coming out both ways. So that's just another thing to maybe consider. So if I just happened to read your mind again, great. If I didn't, let us know. The ways to get in touch with us are going to be in the show notes as always. And as always, you can join us in the group to ask more specific questions. If you feel like that would be more beneficial for you, the link to join the Facebook group is also in the show notes. It's always a pleasure to have you, Dr. Petersons, to get to explore creatively things about homeopathy or get geeky about homeopathy. Can't wait to have you back. And we'll look forward to talking to everybody soon. Take care, guys.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week. You can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for Pans and Pandas, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for pans and pandas throughout the week. If you are already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. If you aren't on Facebook and would like to reach us, you can email us at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.